Let us pray. O God of life, we thank and praise you, Lord, for the gift of family, for the love, for the fellowship, for the unity that we enjoy in the family. As we remember today, the Holy Family, Mother Mary, Joseph, and the child Jesus. Gracious God, we pray to you, you bless us through this Holy Family, so that we also, our families also, will be able to be a blessing to other families. Speak to us through your words now, and help us to understand them, and accept them into our life, and to shape and fashion our lives according to your words. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the last Sunday for this year, and we are preparing ourselves to meet the new year. So I thought to share some of the things that is found in the Gospel text today. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 41 to 52, where we read and understand about the Holy Family going to Jerusalem temple to participate in the Passover festival. As Christians, we need to be found in the presence of the Lord. We need to be found in his dwelling place, because this is pleasing to God as well as man. In this text, if we look at this background of this text, all the Jewish families must visit Jerusalem city and the temple once in their life, at least once. So all the families lived close by to Jerusalem. They often went to Jerusalem temple. But the families were far away from Jerusalem. They at least went once in their lifetime. But here in the text, the 41st verse, it says, every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. So this is a family that we find here who went to Jerusalem temple every year to celebrate the Passover festival. And also, the Jewish boy usually became a man when he was 12 years old. And he became a son of law. And he takes obligations of law upon him. So 12 years is a very grown-up age according to Jewish tradition. And that is why Jesus, the child Jesus, when he was 12 years, his parents took him to Jerusalem temple. And he was interested in learning and studying and asking questions from the priests and elders in the temple. Obviously, the holy city, the temple, the ritual would have fascinated Jesus. And that is why he stayed in the temple. But here we need to understand that his parents did not carelessly miss him. The usual thing is, when they went to Jerusalem, it's a long journey, usually a woman walked slowly and behind the man. The man walked faster. So when the evening comes, the spouses met in the camp. And here, what happened was, Mary would have thought that Jesus would have been with Joseph. And Joseph would have thought, maybe the child Jesus would have been with Mary. And ultimately, when they met in the camp, they found that he was missing. And then they went on searching him. They went to other camps to look for him, and he was not there. But ultimately, they had to go to Jerusalem once again, Jerusalem temple. And there was another custom in the Jerusalem temple. The members of the Sanhedrin, they usually meet in public in the temple court. And they discuss matters in relation to their religion. And there will be a theological education as well at that point. So the visitors or the worshippers who come to worship at Jerusalem temple, they gather there. And usually, even for a small child like 12 years old, listening to their conversation and learning from them, and even maybe asking questions from the elders, is a normal practice according to Jewish custom. Because the children needed to learn the Torah and the religious things in their life in order to grow in the faith. And that is what is happening here. The child Jesus, he was sitting among them and he was asking questions and he was learning from them. And all those elders and the priests, if the Bible says, they were amazed. They were amazed at him because he was asking so many questions and making comments. And here only, the parents found the child Jesus. Of course, here we need to understand that Jesus would have realized that he is the Son of God and he had to be in the Father's house. And that is what his response. He says, verse 49, "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know that I have to be in my Father's house?" So this is the question that Jesus was asking from his parents. Here we need to understand the unique relationship that the child Jesus highlighted before all the people, the unique relationship with his God the Father. But not proudly that he look down the people, the parents, mother Mary and Joseph. But we read that at the end of that sentence, that he went down to Nazareth and Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and man. My dear friends, we need to understand two things here. The first thing is to become perfect son of human parent, we need the divine intervention and we need the divine inspiration. And that is what happened to the holy family in this text. And secondly, learning and our knowledge should make us more obedient to God, not make us proud. That's very important. Sometimes some people think because of their knowledge, because of their education, they are higher than the other people. They take pride in their minds. But here it's different. It's different. It says that it has to make us more obedient to God, to God's word. My dear friends, when we look at this text, I want you to reflect about the context today in which we live. Where the Mother Mary and Joseph, they found the child Jesus in the temple. Where do our parents find their children? Where do our parents find their children? Family is a God-given gift to all of us. Mother, father, children. One thing we need to understand is that the family belongs to God. The family belongs to God. Because it's a gift of God. God only created the family. And that is what we say in the marriage services. The man and woman coming together. And we say God joins them together. And they create a family. So therefore, the family, the life in the family is a gift of God. So God gave this family, God gave this life, and what are we going to give to God? What are we going to give to God? In response to God's gift, my dear friends, our gift is that how do we live in this world will be the gift to God. How do we live in this world will be the gift to God. So therefore, let us take this seriously into our life. Because all the life and all the families are given by God, not somebody else. In parents' lives today, we know that Mother Mary and Joseph, they searched Jesus and they found Jesus in the temple. But today, sometimes, the children have to search for parents. The children have to look for parents because the parents don't have time to give to their children. Father is going early morning to work, coming late. Mother is also doing the same thing. So the children won't get the opportunity to talk to the parents, to meet and sit and discuss with them, to eat a meal with them. They don't have the opportunity. When we look at from the children's side, the child Jesus was found in the temple. That is the God's dwelling place. Today, if our parents want to find their children, where do they look for? What is the place? According to my analysis, if the parents can look for the mobile phone, that is where you find your children. I don't know whether you agree or not. But this is the truth, this is the fact. You find the mobile phone and you find your children there. Right? So, my dear friends, it's a very important thing that we need to understand the meaning of the family. The meaning of the family. Children have to be found in the dwelling place of God. That is the most safest place. For all of us to be. That is the most safest thing. Jesus found it. And he was there. And Mother Mary and Joseph, by looking for Jesus, they found that Jesus was in the temple, the dwelling place of God. In the Old Testament reading today, 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 20, Hannah says, the meaning of the name of Samuel is because I asked the Lord for him. I asked the Lord for him. Family, we ask for the family from God. Emmanuel means God with us. Therefore, my dear friends, the family is something very, very related and unique in the presence of God. That's very important. As I said, we need to train our children to be found in the presence of the Lord and not in other places.